This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Sue Ellicott, and Adam Felber. And here again is your host at Cal Performances in Zellerbach Hall in Berkeley, California, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Carl will channel more newsmakers in another round of Who's Carl This Time. If you would like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, critics of the Bush administration have said that they had neglected the task of rebuilding Iraq after the invasion. Not so. We found out this week, thanks to a congressional hearing, that in order to help the Iraqis construct a democracy in our image, our government shipped them 364 tons of what?
Oatmeal.
No. Although that would have helped them, you know, become more regular.
Exactly.
Might have helped their mood, but no.
No, I don't know what we...
364 tons loaded on in pallets onto cargo planes of what?
Something important.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I thought it was oatmeal.
I'll give you a hint. What could be more inspiring to these nascent Democrats than hundreds of thousands of miniature portraits of our founding fathers?
Is that what we sent them? Portraits?
Yes, as a matter of fact, yes. In a way.
Of our founding fathers?
Yes, mostly Benjamin Franklin, I believe.
Money?
Yes, cash.
Wow.
After the war, the Coalition Provisional Authority there in Iraq decided that the Iraqis needed to learn the essential lesson of democracy, namely, it's all about the Benjamins. So, the government...
I'm going to threaten to not be democratic.
364 tons of currency were loaded onto pallets, onto cargo planes, sent to Iraq in 2003-2004, about $4 billion.
Is that how you get around saying that it's a bribe? It's not really a bribe, we're just shipping 364 tons of money?
It's not a bribe, it's cargo.
But wait a minute, don't they have Iraqi money? They don't use our currency.
Oh, they do.
They do a
lot.
Well,
they did.
Well, they do now.
Are you kidding? You take a cab in Baghdad, the meter starts at $7,000 now. I mean, we sent them a lot of money.
And they want those yellow ones as well, yeah. The new ones.
Well, here's the funny thing. That amount of that 360, turns out 364 tons of money amounts to about $4 billion. Well, that's just a fraction of the money that has been spent in Iraq, of course. And in fact, they don't know what happened to about $8 billion of it. It just disappeared.
Paula.
This is true. Apparently, concern about waste and fraud in contracting in Iraq has gotten so severe and a subject of such importance that the General Services Administration decided to look into waste and fraud by contractors. You know what they did? They hired a contractor. True fact. Sue, a complaint was filed with a theater in Florida. So they changed the marquee that was advertising their current production of a well-known play by Eve Ensler. And the marquee now reads what?
the off-limits, almost unpronounceable part of the body monologues.
You're close. Does anybody know?
Well, they took out the word vagina.
Just like the monologue.
They substituted a different word.
Yes. Yes. Do you know the answer?
It was something along the lines of hoo-ha.
Yes, the hoo-ha monologue. At this theater. The play, of course, is called The Vagina Monologues.
That's
it's been produced,
a word?
Yes, it is.
Of sorts, yes.
It's been produced around the world for the last 6 or 7 years. The title was just too much for one Florida woman. She complained about their marquee to the theater, so they decided to use some sort of euphemism instead, and they say the word hoo-ha immediately sprang to mind. Reaction in the town has been mixed, though, said one passerby, it sounds like a country band.